Mario Draghi, a stabilizing force. The speeches of central bankers aren't typically very quotable or inspiring, but Mario Draghi's July 2012 remarks in London were an exception. He famously declared that the European Central Bank would do whatever it takes to preserve the euro, which of course it did. Mario and the ECB helped stabilize the European economy. At the time, I was at the Federal Reserve and felt particularly grateful to have a partner like Mario across the Atlantic, someone with deep expertise and a steady demeanor. Now the U.S. is grateful to have Mario as a partner once again, this time as Italy's prime minister. Mario is guiding his nation through the pandemic with a deft hand, championing a swift vaccination campaign and relief measures to help Italian businesses and workers. Backed by a large allotment of EU funds, he has set in motion many necessary and politically difficult policies and investments to green the Italian economy, reduce inequity, and advance digitalization. And with Italy leading this year's G20, Mario is bringing together the world's major economies to end the pandemic, promote an inclusive global recovery, and tackle pressing global issues like climate change. It's been 9 years since his famous speech, but Mario's do-whatever-it-takes approach is more relevant and inspiring than ever. Ron Klain, power player. Sometimes the most qualified person gets the job. The White House chief of staff must be a policy wonk, legislative mastermind, political guru, management whiz, and trusted presidential advisor all rolled into one. It's hard to imagine anyone better suited for this impossible position than Ron Klain. It's not just that he served as chief to two vice presidents, including Joe Biden, or that his success containing Ebola prepared him to tackle COVID-19, or that his deep ties and deft touch on Capitol Hill are helping advance an ambitious economic, equity, and climate agenda. It's that Ron has one of the coolest heads and quickest minds in politics. That's why I was so grateful to have him by my side as a candidate for president, and why America is fortunate to have him in this critical job at this critical moment.